that stuff. So, okay, I'm going to be getting started on this video, and here's the deal with Teal. She's interesting. I think she has, at least in this video, I've seen no other videos from her. I've seen no other videos from her, so I cannot. One of you kind viewers sent this to me, so I cannot speak to her other things. But this video I found interesting because she's explaining to women what men need, and I think what she's explaining to women to what men need is kind of blue pill, old school stuff. Some of it is still very relevant, but I think it's slowly going to be going away. As far as like red pill guys have changed a little bit. I think we're not the way that men used to be. The last 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 years has taken its toll, and now men are different today. I think because men are starting to learn, or at least the high quality smart men are starting to learn. So, all right. Before we get too far in here, let me quickly touch up on these, on you guys doing the donations here. Ricky Martin says thank you. 10 pounds, thank you. You're the king of red pill knowledge. Thank you very much for that as well. I try my best. If you guys want to pop up, I'll try to keep my eye out for any questions that are in the super chats. And let's see. Daniel McVeigh, big props, man. Can't wait to see some road trip content. Yeah, that's going to be over on my The Unknown Adventure channel, and that'll get going once I get rolling. The reason why I selected her is because she's got about, I forget, let me scroll down here and see how many views this video has. This video has about 345,000 views, and she's got about 750,000 subs. So I think she does reach out to a lot of people, and I like the fact that she actually backs up a lot about what we talk here. So let's get started on the video, and then of course I have to pause it and break it up because YouTube and all that other good stuff out there.
Seeing as how I've already done a video, which you seem to like, called What Every Man Should Know About Women, I've decided to humor you and do the opposite. What Every Woman Needs to Know About Men.
She has a very weird cadence to her speech, doesn't she?
All
right, before we get too deep into this, here's what every woman needs to know to keep a man happy. It's 5 things. I mentioned it the other day. I hope I can remember all of them. Respect him. Be faithful. Be honest. And be loyal. And be sensual and sexual with him. If you do all those things, most guys will stick around. There you go. That's all. Okay, good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. We got it all. We're done.
I don't currently know about men is that men need to feel wanted, needed, and useful. You need to make space in your life for a man to fill a place and a specific role and a specific purpose in your life.
Okay, that's blue pill thinking. That's the way it used to be. See, when women had it good, for a while women had it to where, and I was one of those guys, and some of you guys were these guys, right? Which was, I want to feel important. I want to feel needed. I want the woman that I'm with to love me and care for me. And so I want to support the family and be that rock for the family. And in turn, I want her to love me and support me and be there for me and so on and so forth. That's gone now. That's over. You know, women started chasing after the money themselves. They wanted to be strong themselves. They wanted to be like men when it comes to chasing physical relationships. And so men are kind of like, well, if you can do everything without me, I'm not needed anymore. I don't need to be the head of the household. So now we can take it easy and we can lay back and relax in life, and we don't have to worry about supporting a family. We don't have to be a moral compass for the world. We get to do whatever, you know, we can be grown-up boys now, really. Like, you can do whatever you want, just make enough for you. Travel if you want to, buy fancy cars, eat pizza, whatever you want to do. Drink beer on Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. You know, I think women had it good and they kind of blew it, actually.
Doing this is what makes a man feel connected and committed to you. Now that I've given you the overall concept, I'm going to break it down for you. The women's rights movement undeniably benefited us in several ways.
The women's rights movements, the very original ones, Even the first generation women's rights and first generation feminism was never about equality. It was about gaining power. And yes, there were some laws that needed to be changed, but when you take a look at how, for example, there used to not be child support. And when a man and a woman got married and they had a kid and they got older, the guy could leave the woman with the kids and he could just go do whatever he wanted and oftentimes would go date a younger woman. And because women didn't have options for getting an income, they kind of became wards of the state and they could become poor. So they wanted to correct this where men couldn't just bail on the women. What would have been smart is to find a way to make it even so that if a guy did leave them, if a guy left them high and dry, he would have to pay to support her and the kid. What they didn't take into account, though, is what happens when the woman leaves the man. What happens when the woman cheats on the man? What happens when the woman blames the man for something he didn't do? Well, they still get half. They still get everything the same way. So because of this, a good idea ended up getting improperly done, and it ended up hurting men to the point where men don't want to be in relationships anymore. She says feminism did good things, but I mean, maybe some, but it came with a lot of problems.
All you need to do to understand this is to go back before the 1960s and look at the typical relationship between men and women in that society at that time. Shocking.
Oh no, she stole my... You can't do that.
How dare you?
You can't steal my shocking. Get out of here. I trademarked that. Here's the deal. Women can complain. Women can complain that the 50s and 60s were horrible because they were, you know what? What I have to do is I have to find the best guy I can get in my teens and my 20s and my 30s. And I have to find the best guy I get. I get married to him. I have his kids. And if nothing works, I'm screwed. That part I agree with. But the part where they didn't have to work, they could stay at home and do laundry and take care of the household and cook dinner for their husband. If they didn't want to do that, yeah, that sucks. But you know something, that's a lot easier than working a 9-to-5 high stressful job to bring home the income. I've got a story later on that I'm going to be talking about where women now are not liking the workplace because of all the stress they're burning out, and they want to go back to just being wives and mothers.
However, what happens when there's a lot of injury to anyone, that includes demographics of people, is that they tend to swing the pendulum to the complete opposite extreme, thereby creating just as much damage by doing that that was created in the opposite extreme.
I agree with her with this one. So like we were talking about, men had all the rights, women got screwed if the man left them. Then it swung back where it's like women now have all the rights, men get screwed if they get married, which is the only way you can change the system is by not participating in it. So eventually when no men get married anymore, no men father children, and they say until the rules change, we're out, that's when things will change.
And this is exactly what happened with the women's rights movement. Because of the pain that women experienced at the hands of men, whether they could recognize it in themselves or not, the reality is that there was hatred of men embedded in this movement. This created a bizarre energy to the movement that publicly professed to seek equality between the sexes, but that in fact sought to turn the tables on men. The shadow of the women's rights movement was the eradication of masculinity.
And this is kind of going back to what I said again, that we went from men having too much power in the 50s and the 60s, which is women did not really have a choice. Like there weren't many jobs for women. Let's face it. If they had a child out of wedlock, they were ostracized. If the man left them, they were hung out to dry like we talked about. But yes, she is correct. And it's what we talk about again, where the laws have swung too far the other way. And now women are going to get backlash because of this.
And I assure you, its ripple effects are still playing out today. Though they may at face value seem empowering to someone who's in a space of powerlessness, sayings like these, women can do everything men can do, women are doing it for themselves, don't be a woman that needs a man, be the kind of woman that a man needs. If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
That one drives me nuts by Margaret Thatcher. Let me see if I can freeze it on it. If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. Are you nuts? It's exactly the opposite. Women are the ones that are cackling like geese most of the time when it comes to things. And men are the ones that do it. Men build the buildings. Men build the roads. Men build the bridges. Men dig the ditches. Men fix the power lines. Men collect the trash. Men, for the most part, are police officers. Men, for the most part. The society itself runs on the backs of men. Now, could you get away with no nurses? It'd be really tough, let's face it. Could you? But you do have doctors, so some doctors could do some sort of a nursing function, I suppose, but it would still work. Like the medical system would still work. Could you do without a psychotherapist or a gender studies analyst or et cetera, et cetera? Oh, yes, of course we could, because society's run for tens of thousands of years without that. Can you run society without your garbage getting collected? No, because that's how you get the bubonic plague and all the problems they have in San Francisco. Crap all over the street. Same thing with sewage. Same thing with no bridges. Same thing with no roads. Same thing with no vehicles. Automobiles. So many advances are from men. Not men saying, but men doing. So Margaret's pretty well off on this one. She's gone down the wrong path on this one.
If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. Whatever women do, they must do twice as good as a man does to be seen half as good. Luckily, this isn't difficult. They are insanely destructive, and they're also not true. This universe is not redundant. That's a waste of time when it comes to expansion. That means there are things that men can do that women can't do, and there are things that women can do that men can't.
All right, so she says there's things that men can do that women can't, and there are things women can do that men can't. This is agreed. You know, at no point can you say we don't need women. Now, once artificial wombs are around and so on and so forth, then yes, perhaps you could say literally we could do without women. And women will turn around and say, well, if we had, could be artificial insemination by men, then we don't need men anymore. But the truth of it is, though, until that point comes around, you know, you can have 100 women and one man, and that man can propagate a child with each woman. And they will be genetically different enough that with just 2 or 3 men with a line of 100 women, if you take each man has 33 women, for example, right? So one guy per 33 women, death by snoo-snoo, if you were to talk to Futurama. Those 33 women could have one child, 33 more could have another child, 33 more could have another child, and those three packs of children are not related to each other. You could, it wouldn't be the strongest bloodline, but you could continue on for recreating a society with 3, 5, whatever, sets of people like that. If you were to have 100 men and 1 woman, that's it. That's pretty much the end of the human race. So there are things that women can do, and we do need them around for those things. But the problem, and same thing with birthing children, but women also don't understand the power of testosterone, the strength and the drive and the aggressiveness and the hunt and the conquer and the build and the, in some cases, destroy that testosterone brings for men. It's very powerful. Societies are built by men competing with other men and men competing for women. That's what's built society. Before I keep going here, let me just catch up on live chats. Z, $100. Wow, man, thank you. Longtime lurker, here's some tuition. Usually work nights, so I'm one of the lucky few that get to see your videos first. Took your advice to focus on money, invested in a couple thousand in Tesla when it was 240. Thank you for what you do. Right there, you just quadrupled your money, if not a little bit more. So good on you. I did get in Tesla myself when it was just below 200. So good job. And thank you very much for that donation. Just a quick follow-up on that. Yes, finances. A woman will sleep with a very attractive broke man. She will not have a family with him, and she will not probably sleep with him more than a couple times, or she won't if she doesn't have a beta male providing for her. However, if you are a financially secure, intelligent man who takes care of himself, you'll have a much easier time in your 40s and 30s dating. Okay, we'll continue on.
Do. Just like some species can swim and others can't. This doesn't mean we're better or worse than each other. It means our areas of excellence are different. To understand more about this, watch my video titled People Are Not All Equal. This scares the crap out of us. Why? Because it means that we're in reality that this is an interdependent society, an interdependent world in general.
I don't think that really scares most people. Unless you talk to maybe a third or fourth wave, fourth gen or fourth wave feminist. Men, I don't know of any man that grew up not, any straight man, that grew up not wanting to have a girlfriend, not wanting to date, maybe even, now maybe not necessarily get married, but certainly to have a relationship. And a large, vast majority of them want to have kids. I don't know of any man that fears women or grew up fearing women, because for the most part, we grew up being kind of blue-pilled men that understand we're meant to be the providers, and if we live by the rules of providing and being a good man, she'll stick by our side, happy family. Now, however, I think women are being taught that men are aggressive, we're dangerous, we're toxic, we're this, that, and so they have fear of men. And men definitely have fear of women because they see how much power they have in the courts and how much they can steamroll everybody.
Any form of dependency makes us feel that we're at the mercy of something else. But this is the thing, you guys. Men are just as much at the mercy of women as women are at the mercy of men, if you want to look at it that way in terms of mercy.
Not anymore. Again, growing up, I know I was at the mercy of women. Woman could call me short, ugly, bald, this, that, whatever, break my heart. Woman could cheat on me, broke my heart. Woman could lie to me, break my heart. But, you know, by giving them no power, by giving them no strength, by giving them no space in our lives for long term, they no longer have any power. The only way a woman can have power of your life, of your feelings, of your attitude, of your finances, is if you let them. So if you remove them, what can they control? What can a woman control in my life? They don't have access to my bank accounts, my vehicles, my property, my heart, my emotions, my DNA, right? My time. They don't even get my time. So how can they control me? They can't. And that's why many ways I can stay so chill and calm and relaxed about interactions between men and women, because they can't control me. If I have a female friend, she's my friend because I want her to be my friend and she wants to be my friend, but she has no control over me. You see, once women no longer control you in any stage of your life, you're safe, you're happy, you could be comfortable. You don't have to worry about these things. But as long as a woman has control of, you know, if you break up with a woman that broke your heart and 2 years later you still sit on the couch wanting to tear up, or she hurts your feelings or is bothering you, well, guess what? She still has control over you. It's because she has control over your emotions. But the minute you drop that out, the minute that's gone, okay, the minute that goes away, guess what? No more control. So if you're not angry at women, if you're not frustrated with women, if you're not devoted to women, if you just kind of say, what do you think about women? And you go, well, there you go. there they are. They're women. Or if you can be even on friendly terms with them and they don't make you angry or frustrated or sad or happy or any, they're just, you know, they're, I don't know, their glass is cleaner. Like they can do good things for you, clean your glasses. They can do things by improving your life, but you don't need them. So I think she's incorrect in thinking that men need women. Nowadays, of course, women don't need men either because of the finances they bring in, etc.
Here's the thing that's going to be very difficult for women who are watching this to swallow. If you approach the topic of gender with this type of mentality, that we're all equal, that we can do it just as much as men can do it, that anything they can do, we can do, this sort of attitude, you're in fact shooting yourself right in the foot.
I know, I'm going to agree with her on that fact that, you know, when women say we're going to do everything men can do, they don't want to do everything men can do. Women say we want equality. We want fairness. We it's not fair that there aren't as many female doctors. You say, okay, well, actually it's 51% female doctors to 49%. You guys are there. Okay, well, we want to be more female firefighters. Okay, oh, I guess, okay. What's that you say? You'd like to be more female ditch diggers, power line workers, crab boat fishermen, oil rig workers, lumberjacks, all these sweaty, hot, manual jobs out in the outside world. You'd like more of those too? Do you want equality there? If the answer is no, why is it that most women only want equality when it comes to air-conditioned, good-paying jobs? Now, I understand that they do, but if you truly want parity and equality, then you have to get those other jobs too. And the thing is that usually they don't want to do those because they're tough, they're hot, they're sweaty. You're going to get calluses on your hands. You're going to get bruised. You're going to get scars. You're going to get cut up. Women don't want that. There's a mine down in Australia, a mining company, I should say, that they had to fill a certain segment of their number with women, and no women applied for it. So Australia made the mine shut down, if I remember reading correctly, because they couldn't get the ratio of women to men that they wanted. You can't force people to do things that they don't want to do. All right, let me catch up here on our chat. Stefan, 5445, 100 euro. Thank you, sir. Good to have you back, bro. As always, thanks so much for what you do, and greetings from Austria. Man, I really enjoyed Austria. I was there for only about 10 days. But I enjoyed it very, very much on my travels. Marcette, I want to need a woman or someone. I'm realizing, though, that I don't. I wanted to need a woman. You don't want to need anything too badly in life, because then if you don't obtain it, you're not going to be happy. But that's a story for another time. All right, let's keep going here.
Women have the tendency to see men as narcissists, and they tend to think that this narcissism implies that men are independent. Men are not independent. They need connection and a social group, just like women do.
Meh. I don't know what button I have for the... I think this is the right one. Dun, 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 Oh, I've got to set up my board so it'll play through my headphones while I can also listen to the computer. No, men do not require women. Men, because they don't need women for the social interaction. You need them to procreate. There you go. That's it. You can have men doctors. You can have men friends. You can have men advisors. You can have men or male. You can have men everything. Not to get too crazy here, but men in prison don't even need women to, find that intimacy. Not my thing, but hey. And I'm afraid some of those guys don't give it up by choice, unfortunately, which is not too funny. But other than procreation, we don't need women. That's the whole point of this channel, is we make fun of things, we have a laugh at stories, we show some of the bad actions by women, and then we talk about the ways that you can continue your life without women. And so no, we do not need women socially. Women need to be social. I've heard many stories of men just moving out in the middle of nowhere by themselves and doing their own thing with their dog and their rifle and hunting and securing their own food and living on their own. For every 100 men you hear of that, you hear of one woman that decides to become antisocial and not do the same thing.
They thrive when they fit into a social group in a symbiotic way. They need to feel useful and therefore needed and therefore wanted. In fact, their self-esteem is primarily about this. And men love to take responsibility where it serves their self-esteem to do so. Men subconsciously define their worth based on the reflection they get about what they do for others. The message that women are giving to men nowadays is the exact opposite of this.
You know, this is true. I think this is the rage and the unhappiness in converting from blue pill to red pill. Is, you know, I derived my happiness from being a good husband at one point in time, or a good boyfriend, a good family member, to provide, to look out for those I cared for. And if you don't, you're called selfish. If you don't, you're called a horrible man. You're not providing to society. You're not giving anything. And as such, you're not a good person. It takes a while until you get over to the kind of the red pill way of life. And once you do, you realize I don't have to be judged by society. I don't have to be deemed worthy by society. I don't have to have society value me to be a good man. What I need is for myself to value myself, for me to value me. Once you do that, once you realize, hey, you know what? It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to kind of be a jerk and to keep others at bay that maybe aren't good for you or healthy for you. It's okay not to get walked over. It's okay to be an independent, strong man, and that I don't need anybody else to fulfill me or complete me or any of that crap. When you get there, they hate you. Society hates you because they can't control you, because they can't milk you for resources, because they can't use you, because they can't, because they can't use you as a tool. The minute you become fully independent, you're dangerous. You're not good for society anymore. But you know what? Who says we were supposed to be? We used to be good for society, but today it's about being good for what's good for us. And yeah, it's selfish. I'm one of the most selfish people you'll ever meet, but I'm also one of the happiest.
Women mistake a man having a real place and purpose in their lives as a slippery slope into powerless dependence. Women mistake a man opening doors for them as an insult about their capability. Women mistake male leadership for control. And because of this, instead of making space for a man in their lives, women continually remind them that they are not needed.
Yeah, it's about the women can make the money now, so she doesn't need the man for the money. The women, a six can sleep with a seven or an eight or nine or ten, so she doesn't need the average guy. But over time, they get to the point where men just are now us, where they say, well, all right, you don't need us anymore. We'll find our own way to get happy. I don't think they're going to like the outcome of that, though.
This becomes a serious mixed message, and it puts men in a lose-lose. This is why. Women don't allow men to step up and take leadership or step up and take a place and a purpose in their lives. Yet, when a man doesn't do this, suddenly we're totally unattracted to him.
Yeah, and I've done an episode on this where women say that, you know, if you open a door for a woman, she says, oh, are you implying that I can't do this myself? Or if you just tried to describe or explain something, you're now mansplaining. So then what do? We say, okay, we don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to get turned down anymore for trying to ask you out and you give me a snarky response and laugh with your friends. I'm out. I'm not interested anymore. Goodbye. And then what happens? Then women turn around and complain that men don't flirt with them or talk to them anymore, and that we're selfish and we're just man boys because we never grow up. We never want to get married. We never want to have kids. We never want to supply. You can't have it all. Like, you get one or you get the other. You guys dictated what you wanted. We're just playing by your rules now. The problem is when you flip it back the other way, we may not come back around.
Basically, what we're doing with these messages is putting men in a position to become passive. I don't know if you've noticed yet, but men in the world today, the modern world, are becoming extremely passive. And this is not something that women can be sexually attracted to. So here we are shooting ourselves in the foot. We're creating the very thing that we now have no purpose for in our lives.
Very true. Very true. And I love the fact that she says this, and she at least realizes it. She at least sees this. As women keep saying to men, don't talk to me. Don't try to date me. Don't flirt with me. Harassment, this, that. I'm going to file a suit. I'm going to complain to HR. And men all of a sudden say, you know what? I do not feel safe talking to women. I don't feel encouraged to talk to them or help them. So I'm good. I'm out. I don't. Again. And again, the women then someday when they start to feel when they feel that the age has caught up with them, they feel like, oh, I need to find that guy. I need to settle down. I need to have that kid. I need to get married. I need someone to love me. Well, guess what? The men have been trained to stay away from you with a 100-foot stick because they don't trust you anymore and they don't feel safe around you anymore. And so they just bounce. You can't just turn it on and turn it off. Like, okay, men, we don't want you now. Well, we want to sleep with you, but only the attractive ones of you. The rest of you wait around. And then when we're done doing this and we hit 30 to 35, we're going to come back and then we're going to be like, we're ready now. And you just wait till then, okay? Yeah, is that good? Does that work for you? No, men are not going to do that. We're not a water faucet. You can't just turn it on and turn it off. The interesting thing is everything that's going on today with today's feminism is going to impact, you know, the men that are 20 right now, the men that are 15 years old right now. It's 30 years until they're my age. It's 40 years till they're maybe 55, which you might say is the upper end of kind of casual dating. That's 40 years. If everything got corrected today, the 15-year-olds from today, you have to wait 40 years until the next generation. Well, at least, well, let's say at least 15 to 20 years until the next generation grows up and says, okay, things aren't so bad. So the moment that this all gets corrected, there's a time delay, a generation delay. You're still going to have to wait 20 years. So the women complaining about things today in their 30s might be 50s or 60s before this ever, even if they changed it today, which we know is not going to happen.
When we do this to a man, what happens is we lose complete respect for him. And in this state of passivity, he becomes more like another child for us to have to take care of. When anyone gets put into a lose-lose, they tend to become rebellious. They try to find some third option where they can gain some kind of power. Now, the way that men go about doing this is by throwing up their hands. The attitude that men have when we put them in this lose-lose is, all right, fine. Do it all yourself, then.
You know, it's funny. Like, she's right. Is that we are man boys. We are another kid to take care of. But she makes it sound like it's a negative, like we're man babies. That's not true. You know, when a man is independent, I'm a great cook. I've yet to meet a woman that cooks as good as I do. I do my laundry just fine. I keep a pretty clean household because it's just me. Most of the time when I'm dating and when I'm with a woman, she doesn't keep things as nice as I do. And I'm not a neatnik or anything like that, but they don't seem to keep it very clean. They certainly don't cook as well or as often as I do. So yeah, we become independent. And then because what, I want to, you know, drink a beer, stay up, shoot pool with my friends, or maybe do online gaming even in your 40s, if that happens to be a hobby, or sit and play a guitar quietly for an hour or whatever, but we don't wanna take care of a family, we don't wanna get married, does that make us big kids? Well, if you say so, then call me the biggest kid in the world. But you know what kids usually are? Happy, carefree, stress-free. I'll take that. And to her point, she says, you know, when they get backed in a corner, what do? They give up. Oh, they just give up. They just give up. I haven't given up on anything in life. Well, I've given up on dating. I've given up on marrying. I've given up on living with a woman. I've given up on giving up my resources for somebody else. But you know what I haven't given up on? My passion for life, my desire, my income growth, my stoicism, my exploring what life has to offer. Isn't that kind of interesting that she says, oh, they've just given up? No, we've just given up on you. There's a subtle difference.
See how well it goes for you. Potentially the best example of this behavior can be seen by the character Richard in the movie Blue Lagoon. It is this dynamic that's led to the burnout that women experience today. In the post-feminist era, they now have to do and be all things to all people. This was never how it was supposed to be within the human species. Many women today are questioning what the point of men really is. And when women begin to take on this attitude, they become the ones that begin to objectify men.
You know, it's interesting. And I'm okay with all this, believe it or not. I don't think we should go back to the 1950s or 60s. Now, I know some of you trad cons may say, man, life was great. If we could go back to when women couldn't vote and men did the voting and women just stayed home barefoot and pregnant, cooked for us men and all. Yeah, there's a certain, I can see why you'd say that's a certain great way to go. But if you think that's fair, then if you were to reverse it and say, what if men weren't allowed to vote, men were forced to stay home, and the woman got to do whatever she wanted to do, you probably wouldn't say that's fair either. But here's the interesting thing. Now that women say, okay, you know what? I want it all. I want to be able to go out and casually date and sleep with men, as many men as I want to. And you guys can't say anything about it. You can't do anything about it. Okay, that you can do it. It doesn't mean that we won't have feelings about that. So what happens? You get weak beta guys that are fine with it, and they say, okay, honey, do whatever you want to do, and they get run over. And then you have strong, independent, masculine men that say, I'm not going to put up with that crap. Well, the women want the strong, independent, masculine men, but the only men they get are the losers that'll put up with that crap. So who wins? The strong, independent men? That's it. The women lose because they get stuck with losers, and the losers lose because they're stuck to alpha women that run over them like a steamroller. The only real winners in that scenario are we men that have gone our independent way. Then on top of that, you add now the job scenarios. Yes, it's tough. Men are having jobs taken away from them by women. But I've always contested, look, if you wanted to have to be a psychologist or a psychiatrist or to be a nurse or something like that as a guy, yeah, you're going to have a hard time of it. Those jobs are definitely being taken by women. But, you know, if you're a talented welder, and I like welding because it's a zen, it can be relaxing if you're good at it. You can do some fun, interesting projects with it. It can be artistic. But you know what? If you're a really good welder, after you do some apprenticeship, you can make $100,000 a year. There are no gender studies degree women that are making 100 grand a year. But as a man, you can, as a welder. As you could go be Forest Service, you could go be a Parks and Rec. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do, but they have to be masculine, traditionally masculine jobs. As long as you can relegate yourself to that, I think it's okay that women are coming into the workforce, because ultimately, I think what they don't understand, as a woman says, oh, I'm all strong, I'm all powerful, I can do it, yay me. So they go to college, and they come out of college with 100 grand in debt. Then they with some ridiculous degree. Then they try to go get a job, and maybe they get it, maybe they don't. But let's say they do get it. Then they've got to pay back this debt. And in the meantime, they're getting older. And then 30s, 35 hits, something like that. 30 or 35 hits. And she says, oh, now I got to find a man because I do want a family. Or I had, this guy's kid when I was 28 and had a fling, whatever, and I wasn't smart about it. Now I have a kid. So now she's stuck making this money because she doesn't have a man. Oh, I've got to make this income. I've got to keep working because I have a family to support. I have a child to support. And so she's got to keep working. But in the same token, she wants to take care of her child. And then she says, oh, I wish I could find a guy to date. I can't find any man to date. And now I'm getting older. And that's stressful as all hell. That's stressful as all hell. And here's the thing. A woman at 25 or 30 realizes, oh, you know what? I got to do this for another 35 years until I can retire. No wonder women are burning out. But if you go back just a few years when it was like, okay, my husband will make all the money. I stay home with the kids. I get to watch soap operas, or my mother used to watch soap operas. But I used to watch TV and make sure the laundry was done, make sure the house is clean, cook dinner at night. I've done that for myself. It is extremely relaxing compared to the job I actually had that I had to work 12 hours a day. And so when a woman had the choice of trying to do it all or just staying home, and just cook, just clean, just get married, have a kid, take care of the household, he'll bring home all the money. It was a very easy life comparatively. Women are burning themselves out. They really are. They're the ones that are going to be super unhappy.
This is a terrifying form of turning the tables. Having said all of this, there's one thing that women do have to understand about this need and this thing they don't understand about men. And it's that a man does not want to be needed and wanted and valued for what he isn't, any more than you do. I do have to say that intimacy phobia acts like a mask that covers over authenticity. So sometimes intimacy phobia is genuinely the problem here. However, when women are often describing that the men in their lives are calling them needy for things that they want their men to fulfill in life, what's actually happening here is that a woman is refusing to look at incompatibility. In other words, when women experience resistance from their male partners when they state their needs, they're experiencing this because they're not selecting compatible partners.
I don't know. I'm not sure I'm on board with her with this one. The big thing is that needy women usually are women that are a lower value with a higher value man. And that man feels that she's being needy and too clingy because she wants more than he's willing to offer her. I'm not sure kind of where she's going with this because I had to pause it. Like I said, I got to keep breaking it up.
To understand more about this, watch my video titled Compatibility, a Harsh Reality in Relationships. I'm going to take the risk of using an object in this upcoming metaphor to illustrate this idea for you. Keep in mind, this is not me objectifying men. What this is me using a metaphor to try to explain what I'm trying to get at here. all men are different. Even though you will see some core traits that are inherent in masculinity itself, and therefore you will see it shining through every man. Just like every woman is a unique expression of divine feminine, every man is a unique expression of divine masculine.
She's getting into some weird, like, crystal stuff here. Divine this and divine that. There's nothing divine about it. I'm scrolling back here to look at Super Chats here. I'll catch up with you guys, and then we'll keep going with this. I can only choke down so much divine crystal power stuff. Let's see what we got. Florida Cracker, love your videos. Been a subscriber for a while now. Maybe I'll share my story one day. Please don't stop. Yeah, if you guys want to share your story, beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. Email it in. I'll try to read all the stories. If you ask a question, I will read it. Sam Saylor, $9.99. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Royal Reese, $4.99. Just focusing on finishing up HVAC schooling and certifications, taking a break from the dating scene. Yeah, man, HVAC, plumbing, electricians, all the necessary jobs that keep the world running. You'll never be out of a job, no matter how weird the society gets. And they pay really well, because a bunch of these weirdos went off to college to get really bad degrees, and they refused to be a welder or an HVAC or a heating air guy or a diesel mechanic. So all these little guys that ran off to do this, I say little guys, I just mean guys, all these guys that ran off to college to do these degrees, like gender studies and all that stuff, they're never going to be a diesel mechanic, so there's fewer diesel mechanics. What's that mean? Diesel mechanic that's really good can get amazing pay as long as you like to get your hands dirty.
Because of this, all of them are like different makes and models of cars. A woman who is a family-oriented woman would not be happy if she bought herself a sports car. For some men, demanding that the way they would be needed and valued by you is if they could be a certain way is no different than telling a sports car that it needs to become a minivan and will only be valued if it does this. When incompatibility exists, what a woman usually does is completely ignore this fact and instead slide down the slippery slope into constant criticism.
All right, this is a good place to pause on that. A girl dates bad boy Chad, right? He's athletic, he's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, he's financially stable. He's a higher on the food chain. He's higher on the scale than she is. And so she decides to be with him. She never criticizes him because she wants to land him. And she knows if she criticizes him, he will go away and he will choose someone else. But when this girl that's used to sleeping, this 6'7", whatever girl, 5, whatever, when she's used to sleeping with 8s, 9s, and 10s of men, they're all superior to her. So she feels like, oh, I'm getting a catch. He's a good catch because he's out of my league and I hope to keep him. But she can't ultimately. So what she have to do when it comes to 30, 35, 36, 37, she has to at some point say, all right, I got to settle down. So I'm going to date someone that's the same. She doesn't see, like if she's a 6, she's going to marry a 6. She doesn't see him as a 6. She sees him as a 4 because she deserves 8s. And so she's angry. Like she's decided, I guess this guy's okay or he'll work. But resentment happens. Not initially, I think. But once she realizes that this may be the best she can get for the rest of her life, or at least for now, they get angry. They get resentful at the guy. And the guy's done nothing wrong. It's just she can't readjust her standards. You know, when I was in Kyiv or Poland, or Thailand or the Philippines, I was sleeping with and dating 9s and 10s. They were gorgeous. They were funny. They were interesting. They were beautiful. I come here to the United States and try to talk to somebody like that. They would not even look at me. They wouldn't give me the time of day. So do I get resentful and say, well, that's all I deserve and I'm not going to talk to anybody else? Yep. I do. Not true. But if I meet somebody that's a 6 or a 7, you say, okay, you adapt. You adapt to your current situation. And maybe some guys don't want to adapt. And they say, no, I just want that gorgeous girl or whatever. And that's it. Well, that's what some of these women are doing. The problem is, though, they're being forced to settle if they want to have a family and have kids. And they resent the person that does that for them. And that's where so many times we guys in a relationship say, what the hell happened? Like all of a sudden, she was angry with me, or she was hating on me, or she was pissed off at me. And the truth is, it's nothing you did wrong. It's just she wasn't able to recalibrate her lot in life. And she thought that she still deserved the upper crust of men.
When they're doing this, is that criticizing a man is going to get him to change from a sports car into a minivan, for example. But it's never going to work. So what should a woman do in order to accommodate this reality of men, this thing they didn't previously understand? One, let a man be in his masculine energy. In fact, encourage it.
I agree with that, at least. Let a man be a man. Don't try to change him, because you're not going to. Or you're going to make him miserable or yourself miserable when he won't.
When a man is strongly and squarely in his divine masculine energy, this is not a threat to you in any way. In fact, this is going to be your strongest advocate in life. To understand more about masculinity, feel free to watch my video titled The Divine Masculine. 2. Make space in your life for a man. A man has got to find a place in your life, a purpose for being in your life, a place where he is uniquely needed.
But see, that doesn't exist anymore. See, when women can make an income, and in many cases, women are getting opportunities, better opportunities than men. You can now, for some reason, I'm seeing job postings that say a female or POC, person of color, please apply within, or please, or will be selected first, or are encouraged to apply. When somebody says, hey, you know what, a woman or somebody that is a minority is encouraged to apply, they might as well say, if you're Caucasian, please, you're not really encouraged to apply. Like, we're probably not going to look at that. I'm not saying that that's necessarily what they're doing, but they definitely are putting men for sure, and definitely Caucasian men on the back burner. And when they do this, women get better positions and jobs. Women are told, hey, we in California, they're doing it where two women need to be on every board of electees or whatever. What do you want to call it? A company's board of directors. They need to have two places for women, and they're looking at making a third for a minority. And so they're doing, they're making places specifically for women. Well, when you do that, men get edged out of there, and men can't compete for those jobs because they're not even allowed to be on those positions. So as women get more and more positions of power, more and more positions of money, what do they need a man for? A woman says, you know what, I make a great income. I can do as I please. I have the selection of men that are better looking than I am to sleep with or be intimate with. What do I need a man for? And society's answer is, or a man's answer is, you're right, you don't. So I guess I'm not going to bother to try anymore. And that's what we've done, basically. That's why we're all here. Because we've all said, you know what, I'm not going to keep fighting to make this happen. You don't want me in your society. I'm going to edge off and do my own thing. I'm not going to leave society, but I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to stop pushing so hard. I'm just going to do my own thing, and I'll be okay with that.
This is not the same as bossing a man around. What this is opening up that place so he can step up into it and really take ownership of that position in your life. For example,
do you notice that she keeps talking about how the man fills a position in the woman's life? It's never the other way around, where the woman fills the position in the man's life. This, from her standpoint, she's automatically making it seem that the woman has the more important role and the man needs to be able to step up into her life. Whatever happened to a woman stepping up into the man's life, the man leading the way, right? That's how it's traditionally been. The man does his thing and the woman grafts on and she rides his wagon to the stars. But now the way she's just talking is in leave room in your life for a man to step in, and he can come in and he can, well, you're still making it seem like she is the priority. While I have, let me just take a quick pause while I have almost 3,000 of you in here doing your views. To let you know, things on YouTube are going to be going exactly the same as they have been. I'm going to keep my channel going just as it is. But I am setting up a second channel, and all the links will be below all my videos from here on out. I'm stop using Subscribestar, stop using Patreon, because they kicked a police officer buddy of mine that did self-defense and handgun training. They kicked him off because they felt it was not inclusive to have a police officer in the community. So, because, and I don't know if that was specifically him or what, but he got removed from those. So I'm not going to support anybody that doesn't support our boys in blue. So I'm leaving Subscribestar and leaving Patreon. I'm going to be going to locals.com. I have a link below. It's going to be $1. $1 to be a member on Locals for my channel, and I'll have all this information out for you in other videos, but $1 to join that channel, $3 if you want to be able to chat, but it is my place. No one can edit me, no one can shut me down, there's no advertisements. The forums will be open for anything and everything you guys want to say to each other, so long as it's not like threatening somebody with physical harm and all that good stuff, as long as we keep it in a realm of normalcy. I'll be over on Locals. So as soon as that baby gets going, oh, and I'm going to have a promo code. It's called Joker's Wild, which again will be below all my videos. First month is free. So if you just want to go over there, check out the format, see what it's like, see how my videos are going to be over there. I invite you to go over. It's free because I'm learning what I'm doing over there. So go over and check it out. And then once we have that kind of area up, things will still be here on YouTube. But if things go sideways on YouTube or they start moderating or cutting down on content or shutting down chat or something like that, we've got an escape hatch, and the lowest I could make it is $1. I think out of that I'll get like 60 cents for your donation. You can donate more if you want to, but $1 is a minimum to see my content first month, three, and then $3 to do the chat. Okay, we'll keep going here for a little bit further, and then I'll read if you guys come up with any more super chats. I will
let him open doors for you. Let him open lids on jars that are hard to open. Let him step in and protect you. Let him fix that problem you're struggling with. Let him put his jacket around you if you're cold. Let him pay for the movie. Together, clearly define the difference between his role and your role in the household.
Let him do this for you. Let him do that for you. Let him do that for you. Let him pay for the movie. Let him buy you dinner. Let him give you his jacket when you're cold. No. Shut up. No. That's blue pill mentality. That's weak mentality. How about this? How about, you want to let a guy in your life and you want to show him you're special and you're different? Treat him to dinner. You pay for something once in a while. You step forward and show initiative. It's not just about letting a guy do things for you, which they don't even do now, but how about you do something for the man? As long as this is your attitude of let him do things for you, I'm sorry, it's too late for that. We're already out, ladies. You just went down a blue pill rabbit hole. You just went down simp rabbit hole. We're not there anymore. Not for the good men. Not for the educated men. Not for the wise men. Now you have to come around to, what can I do for him to make him stay with me if he's a good guy? Yeah? Because otherwise you'll be chasing Chad until you're 30, 35, and then, you, that's it. It all dries up, and you're now alone for the last 30 years of your life. Women are going to have to learn how to give back, not just let men give to them. They're going to have to learn how to give back again. Because we're not going into this one-way street. That's done with. You guys had that opportunity, and you blew it.
Something that native tribes and the old world totally understood is that there is a high degree of health, in fact, in gender roles. Assuming that both genders have agreed to the role that they're in, and so there's an element of free will involved in it, the genders shouldn't be considered the same, and the things they do shouldn't be exactly the same.
I agree with that. But you got to get figured out who's going to do what. Because if both groups are, if men's working and woman's working, then who does the cooking? Who does the cleaning? Because a lot of times we're told, oh, well, we'll share that. We'll share that. But if you're like me, most of the time I realized I was cooking 70, 80% of the time, 100% if I wanted it to be really good. But I was cooking 80% of the time. I was cleaning up the dishes 60% of the time. I was also having to be night security. If there was a bump in the night, I had to go check that out. I had to fix the car, put the air in the tires, check the oil, change the oil, mow the lawn, take the trash out, help with laundry. What are you doing? What are you bringing? Like, I don't think that you've got this 50-50 figured out, unless you're like 50, I'll do 50% of this one thing and you do 90% of everything else. That's how it felt in every relationship I had.
In fact, the healthier relationships are relationships in which your role and your purpose is clearly defined and different from my role and my purpose, so to speak. Now, the next thing I'm going to tell you is going to be a little bit of a bitch slap for most women. I really encourage you to take it in instead of immediately resist it. If the energy you give off or the things you say run along the lines of, I got it, because I'm an independent woman. There is an impenetrable wall around you in your life. There is no role for him to fill. This is not inviting. Men will gravitate away from this, and the only men who will feel like getting anywhere near you are going to fall into two categories.
And this is exactly what I was talking about. Now, I have not watched this video through, just so you know. I watched about the first two, 3 minutes, and then the rest of it, I said, well, I'll react to it live as you guys are doing it. This is these two men are exactly who I was talking about, that when a woman puts up these fronts and she wants to be like a man, and I want to be independent, I want to sleep with whoever I want to, and so on and so forth. These are the two guys she gets. Hot, smoking hot Chad that'll slang it and bang it, pump and dump, and then nut and bolt, and he's out. He might be one time, he might even hang around for 4 or 6 weeks if he enjoys your company. But at a certain point, he's going to have so many other options that he's just going to bounce. And so it'll be guy after guy after guy. And that's huge body counts. And that's being unhappy. And you're basically just being used. And women think that makes them happy until it goes away. And they realize that their life has been a bunch of meaningless, short relationships. And that they really don't have the capacity to love a guy or be loved by a guy. Or she gets, you know, Captain Save-A-Ho over here. That's got the dad bod and the mangina or whatever it is he's got going on there. And she doesn't really want him, but that's the only guy that'll stay with her or put up with her crap to give her a family.
The first category is men who are really traumatized relative to mommy. Now, these type of men see how independent and in control and how you don't need anything from him, and they love it. Why? Because they actually want to be taken care of. This is your surefire way to end up with more than one or two or three children. Your spouse will be a child as well.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, the man-child. But not in the independent man doing his own thing that they reference as man-child. But these kind of guys that are like, oh, I'm an ally. I'm girl power. I'm on your side. Did me saying that, did that earn me some bedroom time now? Am I a good boy? That's the child you're going to get.
The second category of men is men who also experienced trauma in their lives that caused them to love the sensation of the power of taming a wild horse. These men are highly dangerous because they're going to love the challenge of subduing you. They're going to look at one of these independent freedom fighter type of women and say, all right, I'm going to beat her into submission. I'm going to do it mentally, emotionally, physically, or all three.
Maybe. I don't know too many guys that are wanting to go through all that challenge anymore. Because the guy that she showed was definitely like Alpha Chad. And those guys, they don't have to jump through a lot of hoops to get the girl interested. Basically, for them, it's a lay down. It's a layup. It's easy. It's a piece of cake. I know female friends that fall for this. Where she'll be, oh, I just met this great guy. He's really into me. We have fun, so on and so forth. Now, she's a 6'7". She'll send me a picture of this guy. I'm like, oh, he's easily a 9 or a 10. Oh, yeah, he says he's ready for a long-term relationship, and his last girl really burned him and this, that. And I say, you know he's lying to you, right? He's just telling you that so that you think that he's a nice guy. But he's just going to lay pipe for, like, I don't know, month or two, and then he's going to bounce, and he'll probably ghost on you. Why do you always say that to me? That's not fair. You make it sound like I'm not worth anything. Blah, blah, blah. What happens 6-8 weeks later? I don't. Why does this always happen to me? Well, it's because you chose Chad, and I told you what Chad was going to do, and you didn't believe me. They just, it doesn't seem to sink in. It's like the kid being promised he can eat all the cake and ice cream that they want, and they're not going to get fat. And then they do, and they go, oh my God, I got fat. Of course, people are going to lie to you to take advantage of you. Why do people not understand this?
3, this next point that I'm about to make has absolutely nothing with whether or not it's okay for you to be upset with your partner. It's okay to be upset and be dissatisfied. But when it comes to men, you have to be incredibly careful of these 3 things: criticism, nagging, and manipulation.
You can criticize a man if you do it as an adult. You cannot nag a man. There's no way to do that as an adult. And then you better not manipulate a man, because if he catches you doing that, it's over. I take criticism very well. A lot of times you guys leave a message on here that's a little criticizes me. If I can give a reply that's not 15 paragraphs long, then I try to leave something. Sometimes it's too much, and I just look, and I'm like, I can't even start replying to that question. I just have to leave it be. But most reasonable adult men can take criticism, but don't nag a guy because it doesn't do any good, and don't manipulate him.
What men hear if they're chronically criticized is, you're a failure at the role I need you to fulfill in my life. They also need to know specifically what you want instead of what they are doing. They also need to know specifically what you want instead of what they're doing, not just get the message that they're doing something wrong. To understand more about this, watch my video titled Criticism, How to Give and Take Feedback. And
you know, it's kind of funny because that's one of the things that women do all the time. All of a sudden, they're angry at you. Why are you angry? Well, if you don't know, if it's not obvious to you, I'm not going to even tell you. And as a blue-pilled guy, a guy that wanted her approval, I'd say, well, no, just help me understand what I did wrong. Just tell me what I did wrong so, you know, that I know what's going on. Well, come on, honey, let's not fight, blah, 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 blah. Now you know what it is? Every time I've had a female friend does this, we get in an argument on the phone or something, because I'll tell you, right, I did have a female friend of mine that I said, hey, you chase these bad boys, you're going to get burned. And she did, and I said, there you go, that's what's going to happen. She's, yeah, you're being unfair, so on and so forth. And she put the cold shoulder on me. She said, I don't want to talk to you. I'm mad at you. I said, okay. I'm still mad at you. Oh, okay. I didn't reach out to her. I didn't call her. I didn't text her. I didn't message her. I just want to let you know I'm still mad at you. Hey, whatever works for you. I didn't care. I didn't chase after her to try to make it feel all better and everything. I didn't hear from her for 2 weeks. Then finally she texts me. She's like, why don't you ever text me anymore? I said, I thought you were still mad at me. Man, was she mad at me for that one too. You don't chase after him. You don't try to fix it. You don't try to heal it. You don't, oh, honey, what did I do wrong? Come on. No, we're not mind readers. But a healthy man doesn't play these games. If she gets all weird like that, you just go, eh, I'm done. I don't have time for your crap.
Remember that if it feels like you're constantly criticizing a man in your life and constantly nagging, you may just be ignoring incompatibility and trying to turn a sports car into a minivan. For a lot of historical reasons and current societal reasons, women tend to use manipulation to get the men in their lives to do what they want to do. This is only going to backfire. When you're manipulating, you're forcing a man to do what you need and to be what you need. You're not opening up the space so he can become that, or opening the space so that a man who actually is that can step into your life.
Oh, two guys in the chats. Yes, I know that's white knighting. That is my point. My point is, you can't say, oh, honey, what did I... That's what a married man does. That's what a blue pill does. That's what a guy that's what she's looking for. That's what she's saying, that, oh, well, you know, women need to talk to men and let them know what's going on. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that's what you should do. I think you guys misunderstood that. I'm not saying that you should say, honey, what's going on, or what's going wrong, or I'm sorry, or how can I improve this? That's what blue pill men do. A red pill man says when a woman starts giving him this weird attitude and starts giving them silent treatment, a red pill man goes, okay, whatever. And he goes on and does his thing. He ignores her. He leaves her behind if she wants to play those games. So I'm sorry if you misunderstood what I was saying. I'm not saying to do those things. I'm saying to forget doing those things and just step off. Just go do your thing. Don't put up with that crap. And if she pulls it on you more than, I'd say, once, don't talk to her again. Don't be a part of that life. Don't be a part of that negativity. You don't need that. You've got bigger and better things to do. I hope that clears that up.
Anyone who feels forced to do something is ultimately going to end up hating you. That's just how it's going to work. So, what should you do to the opposite of these things that I've just said? Give positive feedback for a man's importance in your life and for the needs and the important role that he's doing a great job fulfilling. 4.
Give him a smiley face for letting him fulfill his role in your life. Yep, you're just a chip. You're just an add-on to her life, gentlemen. That's all you are. See, this is how things happen, and why I say a lot of times the juice isn't worth the squeeze. Is they still, even her talking here, she still has the view that a man is stepping up to fill some portion of a woman's life. It's not that the man is a complete being, and a woman is a complete being, and they can just meet and do their thing. Nope. He's got to fulfill this, or he's got to do this, fill this role. And you have to thank him for and giving him space to feel appreciated. And what are we, a puppy now? Give me a break.
Men are incredibly straightforward compared to women. Yet again, there's a lot of historical and current societal reasons why that women have been trained to do this. But women have been trained to not be straightforward. And this really backfires on you in relationships with men.
Yep. That's the double speak. Be done with it. Don't put up with it.
Women are trained to manipulate through passive aggression and drop hints and cues and never assert their needs. They're trained that anything else makes them a bitch. The thing is, men do not understand this behavior.
Let me correct that. Men, don't try to understand that behavior. Just walk away from it. They're playing games. They're trying to control you. They're trying to manipulate you. They're trying to treat you like a child. They're trying to put you down. Walk away from it. Walk away from it all. And this is, again, why many of us don't date, because I see all that in every relationship I'm with to some degree or another. She freezes the bedroom out on you. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, we're not going to do it tonight. I'm not in the mood because of what you said earlier, what I say earlier. Oh, blah, blah, blah. It goes down the chain. It's always games. It's always a headache. I haven't had to play that silliness in years now. And you know what? Look at this. Coming up on 50. Don't see too many forehead wrinkles there, do you? Don't see too many crow's feet, do you? And of course, no gray hair. It's not worth the stress. Keep yourself looking young and healthy and beautiful. Don't put up with the stress. All for what? A little bit of fun in the bedroom? No, you can get everything else fulfilled everywhere else except for the bedroom fun. And you have to do all this and jump through all these hoops and make her happy and fulfill her and do this and do that just for some bedroom fun. Really? Now, if a woman were to just come up and be, I don't know, like a guy when it comes to, here's what I was thinking, here's what I'd like, here's what you said that bothered me, and they just manned up about it, I guess, maybe you'd have a chance. But who wants to go through all these cues and these readings and this dance? Who wants to do this dance just for a little bit of fun? Ugh.
They don't get it, you guys. Now, even though a man can practice attuning, it's unlikely that he's ever going to be able to read your mind. This means your best bet at having a good relationship with a man is to be straightforward as hell. Here's what I mean by that. If you need attention, don't drop subtle hints and get passive aggressive. Tell him, I need some attention right now. This means if he's doing something you hate in bed, don't fake an orgasm just so it can be over. Show him what you want him to do specifically instead.
I'll give her props on that, at least. I mean, yes, be straightforward. That's kind of what I was saying. Be a man about it. In other words, you know, if a dude's something that's doing something annoying, he won't sit there and sigh and make all these weird noises. He'll be like, dude, knock it off. That's annoying as hell. Cut it out. That's how men communicate. If women could communicate the same way, at least we'd meet in middle ground. But you're going to try all this weird crap and expect it and then get mad at us because we don't understand what you're trying to say with it? Get the hell out of here.
If he does something you don't like, don't act passive-aggressive and storm out of the house or punish him for it later. Look at him in the face and say, I don't like this thing you're doing. This is why I don't like it. Could you do this thing instead, please?
Do you notice that's what we do, guys? Or at least we try to. And then they blow up on us for being mean and you're so harsh and whatever. But that's what we try to do. Is, hey, we're not being intimate enough, or I don't get to see you enough, or you're being a bee, right? You're being unfair to me, or you're being witchy. You're being a jerk, and I'm not digging that. That's how men communicate. That's why men that don't like each other will argue for a little while and give daggers at each other. And then when that doesn't work, they go out front and they beat the hell out of each other. And as long as it's pretty much a draw, or if the winner is a mature winner, you help pick the other guy up off the ground, say, all right, now let's go in, we'll have a beer, and we'll talk about it. That's how men do it. Women stay catty and sneak and leech and hit each other with snide comments for years behind each other's back. That's why I don't bother to try.
I know that those of you who are trained to be such good little girls are really going to be resistant to this. But the thing is, it is such a relief to a man when a woman is straightforward. consider that the reality is that even though there are some men that are high.
All right, I think we get it. We get it. I'm gonna be. That's enough of that. I'll leave a link down to her channel down below, guys. I'll leave a link down to a channel down below for her. So if you want to go check, I haven't checked out anything else of hers, so I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's good, bad, whatnot. I mean, she brings up some valid points, but again, we talk about, hey, how could somebody fulfill our lives? Perhaps she's just doing the same thing and saying, this is how men should fulfill your lives. I can't hate on her for that. But she does definitely come from the angle that the guy fills his role, or he is supporting her and she uses him to fulfill her life. That's not what you guys should be doing. That's fine for a blue pill dude that wants to get married and wants to do what she wants and is happy to fulfill his role as her boyfriend or whatever and blah, blah, blah. I think that's fine. But for you guys in here, this is why so often I recommend don't bother dating. There's all this energy and all this mind reading, all this screwing around and all this stuff you got to put up with for what, 20 or 30 minutes of bedroom fun once every couple of days or once every few days? That's all there is that cannot be provided by a dog, friends, family. You know, you can find all the other parts of a companion. No, you don't have a cuddle buddy, unless you want to curl up with a dog, I suppose. But, you know, you can get the rest of that. And I'll tell you, some of the best times I had as far as dating was when I was just going out and kind of doing the, you know, the nut and bolt, just the dating very casually. And I came home and I had a couple of guy roommates and we would go down to the local pub together and we'd sit around the house, eat, order a pizza, and we might be playing Super Nintendo on the TV and watching movies together. We had camaraderie, we had friendship. We had that around. And we didn't need that from a woman. The only thing we needed from a woman was the bedroom. So once you get your mind away from that one simple physical need, once you can control that monster in your life, life becomes so much more freeing. You don't have to put up with this stuff. You don't have to try to mind read. And when you're okay with that, when you're in a good headspace about all that, then you can say, you know what? I want to go out and I want to get some. I'm willing to put up with some of this to go get some. I'm willing to dabble in this and I'm willing to be okay with it. But you got to be there first. The minute you feel like I need a woman, I want to find a woman will complete me, a woman will make me happy. She won't. Or she will for a brief period of time. And then when she breaks up with you or cheats you and or cheats on you and leaves you, you're right back to where you were before. You have to be a whole, happy, fulfilled, rounded, complete individual by yourself 100%. Before you even think about bringing anybody else into your life. And if you can't do that, then maybe this whole lifestyle isn't for you. If you say, I can't get through this, man, I have got to have a woman. I got to have a wife. I got to have a family. It is too important for me. Okay, maybe this lifestyle isn't for you. Maybe you can watch this content and see what to look out for, but you're going to have to jump through the hoops. You're going to have to put up with it. You're going to have to, if you want to try to make this work. And I don't think it'll work for you for very long, to be honest with you. I think maybe you'll find a girl and maybe you can knock out that kid in 2-3 years, but the odds of you losing the wife and the kids are so high that you'll be right back here. The only difference is you'll be paying, I don't know, $1,000 in child support and maybe some alimony every month, and we'll be seeing you back here in a couple of years. That's how relationships go. She even says it herself, that women are not leaving room for men in their lives, and when they do, they resent the men that are in there. I got a story. I'll give you a little bit of a teaser here. I'll give you guys a teaser of some of the stories I got coming up here for you. These are ones I'm going to be doing this week. So Reddit is censoring women's health support groups. I think that is funny. They kicked men's going their own way and red pill and all. Well, now the women are getting edited. Fewer people are getting married. The reason why is stunning, and it's kind of a fun one. This one, Robert De Niro. What a dude. I got a story about him coming up. A Mountie keeps her job after groping a fellow BC officer twice. She keeps her job, but of course a man would be going to prison probably. Singles are having kids with strangers as part of the co-parenting trend. And this woman says, I cheated on my amazing husband. He's the perfect husband. They have a 4 beautiful children, but on a recent trip, I cheated on him anyway. And this guy's, look at this, woman 24 says dating sugar daddies has helped her pay off $8,500 in student debt as she reveals she even moved in with one of her 5 wealthy partners. And she's like a 5 at best. 5 at a best. And she makes more money sugar daddy babying than I do with this. That's heartbreaking, isn't it? How easy the world is with a pair of boobs, I'm telling you. So guys, that story is going to be actually the one that I have out tonight. Because I'm still going to put out my usual 2 videos tonight. They may be later. I'll get those out for you. I see some of your chats. I know, right? $8,500, guys. Yep. I tell you. Below all my videos, I'll have the locals information. I'll mention a little bit more of that about this every couple of videos until things get going over there. The links will be put below this and other videos, and we will leave it there. Guys, thank you all for your support. We're closing in on 150 in just about 7 months, so that's pretty impressive. I want to thank you guys all for that. I'm going to leave it there, guys. I'll have my 2 videos out for you later on.